finance and economics.
Gold. Bullish on bullion. Some investors want savings that they can caress.
Around the corner from the Economist's offices in Mayfair, a shop dealing in old coins has a faded notice in the window. It advertises what were once daily prices for Krugerrands, gold coins from South Africa, and dates back to times when trade in such coins was brisk. The heyday for buying physical gold was in the early 1980s, when bullion reached its peak in real terms. Once again, business is picking up. According to the World Gold Council, retail demand for bullion in the fourth quarter of 2008 was almost five times what it was in the same period of 2007. Dealers report a surge in interest from those worried about the safety of banks, or simply the lack of attractive alternatives to negligible deposit rates and volatile stock markets. Fanning such fears are those who argue that today's financial crisis does not so much resemble the depression of the 1930s as the hyperinflationary Weimar era of 1923. Sandra Conway of ATS Bullion, which operates out of discreet offices in central London, says there was a big rush after the demise of Lehman Brothers in September. People want something tangible in their hands as a safeguard, she says. One ATS client saves up all his £2 coins, that's $2.90, until he has enough to buy a sovereign, a gold coin minted by the British government. But coins tend to attract a markup based on both scarcity value and the cost of manufacture. According to Ms. Conway, Krugerrands trade at about 13% above the spot price. The alternative is gold bars, where the markup reduces significantly with size to about 5%. A kilo costs around £20,000. Oliver Temple runs Gold Investments, a business started by his father and run out of fairly dishevelled offices in the City of London. After rummaging in a drawer, he pulls out a troy-ounce bar, a sliver of a thing worth more than $900 at current prices. People assume that, if everything else in the world goes wrong, he says, gold will hold its value. It may seem odd that people want the risk of keeping gold at home or the cost of storing it at a bank when they can invest in exchange-traded funds or ETFs that track the gold price. But Ms. Conway says that people are suspicious in a real meltdown of whether their claim on gold held in an ETF would be honoured. Whether true or not, old-fashioned coins have been a shrewd bet so far. Ms. Conway points out that Krugerrands bought for £200 or so in 2005 are now worth more than £700.